Hello, everyone. Welcome once again to another episode of Cousins for Christ, where we're just three cousins who like to get together, talk about Christ. This episode is going to be under Christianity 101, where we're going to talk today about tithing. To tithe or not to tithe? Let's start the discussion. What does it mean to tithe? What is a tithe?
Tithe is given everything you make in that year, or whether it be fruit or vegetables you grow in your garden.
You're giving it all? Single bit of it?
A tenth of it. Everything you earn or everything you prosper from, you give a tenth back to God.
And you're going back to the Old Testament where under the law of Moses, a tenth was required.
Yes.
So in Deuteronomy 14, 22 through 24, it described the law of the tithe. So in 22, set aside a tithe, a tenth of all your field's produce each year. Then go to the one place where the Lord your God has chosen to be worshipped, and there in his presence eat the tithes of your grain, wine, olive oil, and the firstborn of your cattle and sheep. Do this so that you may learn to honor the Lord your God always. If the place of worship is too far from your home for you to carry the tithe of produce that the Lord has blessed you with, then do this. And follow the chapter.
So basically, the Old Testament, under the law of Moses, you had to give back to the Lord a tenth. So in today's, we're no longer under the law of Moses. We're in the new covenant of Jesus Christ, that's outlined in the New Testament, as it says. Is there a percentage required under the New Testament law?
No, there's not. It actually says the New Testament does not require Christians to tithe, but instead encourages them to give the church voluntary and a proportion of their wealth. The New Testament does not prescribe a percentage amount to give, but instead emphasizes the importance of giving generously. 2 Corinthians 9:7 says, each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. God, rather you be cheerfully given.
And he gives a great example of this in Mark 12:41-44. Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins worth only a few cents. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, truly I tell you, this poor woman has put more in the treasury than all the others. They gave out of their wealth, but she out of her poverty put in everything and all she had to live on.
All right, Chris. So this lady, even though, what did it say, two pence, two coins, what was it?
Yeah, two coins.
Two very small copper
coins.
Do
you think that was 100% of her holdings at that point?
Yes. I would probably say yes.
Yes.
So in God's eyes, she gave everything she had while these people who, in today's terms, let's call them billionaires. If I'm a billionaire and I give $10,000, what is that a percentage of my wealth? That's like,
right.
That's like nothing.
Right.
She gave all. But she also gave what kind of heart?
Cheerful.
Cheerful. She gave cheerful, it willingly, right? Willing and cheerful.
She gave it. Well, yeah. His verse talked about the cheerful, but she gave everything right. she had yeah. for it. And
so, main thing in the New Testament, unlike the Old Testament, there's not a... Now, some people... There's not a set percentage, what I'm trying to say. Now, some people will sit down with their spouses, the family, whatever. We'll go through our, set up a budget, whatever it is, and they may assign a certain percentage of their monthly income.
Yeah, and that's right. Fine. You can give your 10% if you're doing it willfully.
You can give
5%.
It's all about
you can give 20%.
It's all about your heart.
The reason we talk about this and brought it up is because there are actually preachers that get out there behind the pulpit and they would preach to you about tithing. Where's your tithes at? Make sure you tithe your 10%. But it's not required anymore.
Yeah, I'm with you. Let me also go. I don't really know if this is in the tithing thing, but it's related to it. If you turn on the TV and you see one of these yahoos up there on the screen in a big fancy tie telling you you need to write a check to so-and-so ministries, and if you do that, God's going to shower you with wonderful blessings.
Oh, yeah.
Turn that off.
Turn that mess off.
Wolf in sheep's clothing.
Ain't no good.
I seen a video the other day of a woman, and she was saying, you want a blessing from God? He just told me it was going to be $1,200 check.
God doesn't hold out extortion fees on you.
Yes.
No.
He's not going to require a dollar amount to
run from people like that. But if your preacher also suggests that you tithe 10%, happily show him 1 Corinthians here and tell him no. I don't have to, but give If you want to give 10%,
some
give
people
it.
Might be able to give more than 10%.
You might be able
some
to.
Some people might not be able
exactly.
to give.
Exactly. That's 10%. All it is. Yeah. But whatever you do give,
it's
give them
you
willing
do with
heart.
Your heart. It's your
yes.
heart.
Yes.
It's all.
Are we supposed to give on the first day of the week?
Yeah.
May I read that?
Yeah.
I'm going to go to 1 Corinthians starting in verse 16. In verse 1. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I directed the churches of Galatia, so you also are to do, verse 2, on the first day of every week, each of you is to put something aside and store it up as he may prosper, mm-hmm. so that there will be no collection when I come. So, there you go. That's Paul talking to the church there at Corinth. But give as you've been prospered. We're going to set aside the first day of the week as the time frame for when we do that.
Yeah.
You don't have to give a certain percentage, as Chris alluded to. That, you know, and that may vary. 1 month, if you're having a good month, you may give 20%.
Yeah.
Times are lean, and all you can give is 5%. As long as you're doing that with a willing heart,
a
you're
cheerful
doing it
heart.
Cheerfully.
Yeah.
That's all that's required of you.
Yeah.
And the whole point of this, I believe, is that broaden the borders of God's kingdom.
It is. I mean, yep. I'm good.
I mean, that's it's pretty clear.
All.
It's
pretty cut and dry.
I mean,
but some people have a hard time with
I
it.
I remember
but.
Thinking that we used to give 10%, but it was just yeah. until we started studying. That's
I think
just,
it,
I grew up
it's counterproductive
it. Yeah.
to tell people that, well, it's got to be 10%. Well, it doesn't have to be. And some people may feel that 10% is too little.
Yeah, and it's all up to you. As long as you're given,
if you're Jeremy, you know, a
good
single
heart.
Dollar, maybe you know he may feel that's too much. But I'm just joking.
That's right. I usually put a dollar in and take three out.
But I didn't have a kid. That's funny. That's pretty good.
No, joking.
That's
joking.
A good one there. No wonder the contribution is going down.
Oh,
anyway,
man.
That's funny.
But you will just. Remember, guys, thanks for listening so much. And I hope you're really enjoying the 101. We're trying to keep it short for you. If you can find it. Once again, on Facebook, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, YouTube. Please like, share, and give us a follow. And we thank you so much. You want to finish in prayer? You got?
Yeah, no, we're good. I appreciate you guys. Please bow. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for this beautiful day that you've given us. We thank you for all the many blessings that you bestow upon us. We thank you for the jobs and all the blessings that you give us to, you know, work, earn a livelihood and feed our families and take care of ourselves. But Lord, we pray that the contribution, the donations we give to you is in accordance with your will. And we do give things out of a cheerful heart and it helps to spread your word and is according with thy will. Dear Father, as we go out through this week, we hope you protect us and help bring any of the lost to be saved. And hopefully the things that we talk about here will plant a seed in their heart that they become interested and focus on the Bible, and they can start and build a relationship with you. Dear Father, as we go throughout this week, we pray that you will go with us, guide, guard, and direct us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.